You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv. This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. This is your old buddy, and I stress old, Reverend Elliot, coming to you live tonight, April 1st, April Fool's Day. This is what a wonderful time where we can, if only that's when the tax day should be, you know. If I have to fill out my taxes, you have to figure out if it's real. That's what I, how I look at it. But, you know, April brings us those wonderful things like income tax. And all I have to do is gather some information and send it to the accountant, which, by gosh, I've been with this accountant for maybe 30 years, more. It's, we were young once, you know, but hey, what the heck. We're here tonight to take care of some business, because I want to point out, first of all, this bookcase next to me here. I get a lot of emails about that. People try to figure out what those books are. And I ought to tell you, there's like, at one time when we painted the apartment, we emptied the bookcase, and there were about 1,000 books in it. And of course, when people come over to visit, that brings up the usual question, gee, have you read those? You know, yes, yeah, that's why I own them. There's a set of books here that people, you can't see it right now, but here, let me do this for a split second here. See those white books right there? Those are absolutely essential books on the magical arts. And it's 10 volumes. And when I got those books, I got them at a serious discount. And I only paid $300 or so for it, which was a big, big discount. I don't know how, they only made a few sets, not many at all. And now it goes for several thousand. But time marches on, right? What is it I say every week? Time flies, right? Those books are now in the public domain. And I have a searchable PDF file on a CD-ROM that I'll put up the information about it, because it's got the whole set there. And not just those 10 white books, but also the next one, which is blue. And they're not for everybody, but those books have the foundation of magic and esoteric arts there. Magic has been described as the art and science of causing change to occur in conformity with your will. So my being here and being here the last few weeks is an act of magic, because it's been an act of willpower. I had a horrific night last night. It was just one of those nights where the grief just caught up with me, and it won't let go. You know, I'm like a cat worrying a mouse. You know, it's just I want to be as honest as I can with you without being grotesque, but. I mean, when you call me, you're honest. You guys lay it all out on the line there, and that's an act of bravery. So I owe you reciprocal honesty, and I'm not doing too well today. But I want to do this because the interacting with the Ask One Radio audience is probably the one joy I have left. And I don't want to squander it because, you know, this is time flies, you know. that's it. So, now, speaking of books, this is a book. I don't know if you can see that. It's called Bending Spoons with Your Mind. And I'm bringing that up now. That I wrote that book like maybe 15 years ago. And I did the one thing you should never do if you're a writer. I read it again. I found two typos, just killing me. But I don't think I'm going to redo the whole thing just to put a Y at the end of the word every, which I believe I spelled E-V-E-V or whatever. But you'll know what it is when you read it. It's a book that teaches you how to expand your horizons by expanding your mind power. And it's an absolutely essential thing to control the mind. There's an old saying, a Zen saying, in fact, that the mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. Because the first thing you know, those of you who've studied meditation know this. Once you start meditating, the first thing that happens is your mind rebels. Your mind wants to be in charge. Now, I mentioned this in the passing in that book, and I went into detail somewhere. I don't even remember where I did, but I once went 3 days without talking. 3 days. What happened on the third day was astounding. It only took 3 days to get there. But I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. I just wanted to see what would happen. Because, you know, we've got nothing but talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. People put too much faith in talk, I believe, and they know little about talking. I happen to be, through a fluke in my life, very highly trained in communications. And there are not many people, for instance, who can tell you the parts of a conversation. And that gets people into big trouble, not understanding how a conversation works. Because the next thing you know, very few people know how to discern the difference between an argument and a conversation. I'm coming to the point. But you'll learn about controlling the mind. What happened to me after 3 days of not talking, that constant chatter in the head stopped. It just stopped. There was complete silence in there. And the world looked and sounded different. It didn't last very long because, you know, my mind rebelled. But God, that was a fascinating experience. I would urge you to try that. By the way, among the parts of the conversation that tricks people up, you know, is there's what I say. And there's what you hear. There's what you think I said, and there's what I think you heard. You know, and it goes on like that. It's fascinating because there are ways to recognize when you're having an argument. Look at the television news reporters who interview people on Sunday shows. They will respond to whatever the guest says, starting with the word "but." Now, if that bothers you, it should. Because those are fighting words. If you're talking to somebody and you explain how you feel and that person says, yeah, but, you know, what they're saying is, I don't care what you just said. I'm not paying attention to what you just said. But is a terrible word. Any salesman who uses the word but while trying to convince somebody of the benefits of the item they're promoting is going to be a terrible failure. One of the things you can do for positive energy is strike that word but out of your conversation, because it just tells people you're not listening. You heard what they said, but you don't give a darn, you know. So, no, that's part of mind power. Yeah, but, you know, no, you know, do you love me? Yeah, but, you know. Come on, you know, folks, you know instinctively that that's wrong and it bothers you. And if you feel bothered watching these alleged journalists, that's why. because they respond to whatever the person says to them with, yes, but. That's a horrible, horrible, disrespectful thing to do. At least take a few hours to think about what they said. But, you know, no, this is, they only have about an hour on the television machine. And so they have to ramp that up for maximum hostility. Imagine Abraham Lincoln finishing his recitation of the Gettysburg Address, and somebody in the audience there says, yeah, but, you know, what do you think would happen? You know, this is a nice little hint for how to get along with people. Don't tell them that you're not listening to them. People want to be listened to. That's the main thing. I one time, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, I walked up and down Central Park West asking people for money. And people gave me money. I donated it to a worthy cause. The same time, the next day, I walked up and down the same stretch of Central Park West, and I asked for people if they would just listen to me for a moment. Nobody cared. Nobody. So you see, this is why I say to people, of all the things in life that we need, money just may be the easiest one to get. It doesn't seem that way sometimes, but that might be because you're not satisfied with what you're getting. But see, there I go. And I'm doing it to myself now. I urge you to keep these things in mind, because in order to work the magical arts, you have to listen and observe. I am now going to bend a spoon right in front of your eyes. But, you know, no, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So take a look at that book. I'm going to be putting something up about that at Twitter and at my blog on Bending Spoons with Your Mind and Other Miracles of Mind Power. And if I do say so myself, I like that book. I like it a lot. And it's been selling regularly for 15 years, and I'm adding a little something to the mix shortly, a little free gift to sweeten the pot. And you know, I like to do that. And I see, ultimately, looking back at my life, everything I've ever done professionally was based on communication. That's what this is. I never would have thought that I could communicate around the world like this, but hey, there you go. But see, it's a self-denial. I think I'm saying it now because I'm in a really bad place emotionally. A lot of you know why. I don't want to dwell on that, but there's an awful lot of pain coursing through me right now. And the positive energy I receive from interacting with the Ask One Radio audience helps get me through that. And I absolutely appreciate that. And those of you who've been sending me emails with words of consolation and condolences and encouragement, thank you. Thank you so much. It's just, I don't know if you know what you've done to boost my morale. It's been a nightmare for the last 3 months or so, and coming up to 4 months. And you're the ones getting me through this. Seriously, you know, this is, it's you. It's these acts of kindness, and I certainly appreciate it. So I'm coming up with all kinds of ways to have premiums with things that I offer, so that you can get something beneficial for nothing. Let's put it that way. You'll see the announcement I make about Bending Spoons with Your Mind. And I certainly hope some of you at least take advantage of that. Well, let's get on with the readings. I will now ring a bell 3 times to declare that we are entering sacred space. And I'm now going to pull back the curtain on the magical window so we can speak to Cassandra in Minnesota. Hello, Cassandra. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm muddling through. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me that a good cry won't cure, but I just can't do it. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
You know the feeling, right?
I do.
So what should we look at in the cards? Let's not dwell too much on the past. Let's see what's going on forward. How's that?
I would like to see how my finances look moving forward. I've got a lot of things kind of in the burner coming up, and I'm like, oh, I'm just curious to see how everything's going to line up. And I know this could really be a huge thing for me financially, so I just want to see if I can get a sneak peek.
Well, I have four cards here, and three of them are coins. So these cards, they're listening to you. They're responding about money. The King of Coins tells me that you'll mastering money is not your problem. You can do that. The Two of Coins is a person who knows how to juggle money and balance money and get it to work. And then there's the Page of Coins, which is the appearance of more money. Not the theoretical appearance, but the court card of the page is the literal appearance. The Judgment card is there, which is about rebirth. And, you know, I'm seeing money is going to be the root of your happiness. You see, now that's something else. People say money is the root of all evil. Not so. You take a look at your good book, and it says the love of money is the root of all evil. I knew a guy who had the right attitude towards money. He said, I like money, but it isn't worth working for. So he did okay, but, you know, he didn't break his back. So these cards show that you're very good with money. You know how to handle it. There's more coming your way, and it's going to be life-changing, life-altering.
Wow, okay.
In the positive way, I might add. Yeah, see, here's the Wheel of Fortune, which is about a change. That's the big change, is that this money... good grief, another money card here. It's the Knight of Coins. You know? That means that money, that's another one that says it's the appearance of money, like the Page of Coins, but it's more theoretical. The page is actual, it's real. You know, this is now there's a meaning to the court cards in tarot that corresponds to the ineffable name of God in the Hebrew Bible. All that's explained in those white books I showed you, but it's four stages of development. There's the theoretical, there's the possibility. And it just grows as you go down the line until you get to the page, and that is the actual appearance. So I think you're going to have a very good year in terms of money, because you know how to use it, and you're going to have an opportunity to get more of it coming your way, and you'll do very well with it. Oh, see, now here's another one. You see, this is ridiculous. All these are coin cards that you're getting. Now, you know, what is that, five of them now? The Four of Coins is an interesting card. That's a person who really knows how to marshal their financial resources. Some people may think that that person is cheap, but that person is wise. You know, there's a whole difference there. That person knows how to keep the money close, so that it doesn't get squandered. So, you know, I don't see any, gosh, another one, coins. And I'm showing these for the people who are watching or the video stream, lest people think I'm making it up, which of course a lot of people think anyway. That's the Six of Coins. That's a card of receiving money. I don't think you have anything to worry about financially in the time period coming up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. I have big dreams, and I'm trying to open up like a wellness retreat center so I can give back to my community and give back to the people around the world that have helped me, and just really kind of impact the world in a more positive light. So that's really good to hear that that's going to be coming in, because I don't want it for me. I want it to be able to bless other people. So.
Yeah, well, you know, that that is a an extraordinary attitude, which is about making good things happen. And I applaud that here. Yeah, I will applaud it. How's that? So I'll tell you what, when you get things going, and I notice I didn't say if, when you get things going, drop me a line at my website, magic-works.com, magick-works.com, and I will add on one of my link pages your business so that people can find it from all over the world. How's that?
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm willing to give too. And, it's that's what we're all here for, you know? Cooperation is the thing. And I was so surprised in my early 20s when I went into business and I saw how the office was a whole bunch of people trying to destroy each other. So, you know, I've been self-employed so long that nobody would hire me, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So listen, Cassandra, I think that your cards are absolutely, truly happy. Here's the Six of Cups. This is something you've wanted to do since childhood, is to help people, according to this card, correct?
Yes.
So you will. So be sure to let me know about it, okay?
I will. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for getting us off to a wonderful, positive start. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you. I'm having a good night. Thanks to you. Bye-bye. And it's always nice when so many things like that come up. Now, that's a very interesting thing, though. The person asks about money. And almost every card I get, except for the Judgment and the Wheel of Fortune, you know, those were money cards. This is how people can say with a straight face that tarot cards are alive, because they do seem to listen. And, you know, what can you do? You know, you can't argue with them, but because I've tried that, and I shuffle them up and say, let's look at it again, and the same cards come up. It's remarkable. Umberto in Elgin, Illinois is next. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Been good.
Well, let's see if we can make that a little better. What would you like to look at?
No, right now I'm just struggling financially. Right now I'm just recovering from an injury, had surgery, and I've just been working for at least probably a few days, a week, or maybe even just 1 week. I'm just trying to find out if I will be financially fine, stable, or I'll find like a career or a job that will help me. My life is just kind of confusing at the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are the kind of periods that are really depressing, you know? So I hear you. And the tarot cards are wonderful in terms of getting a glimpse around that corner. So let's take a look. I'll shuffle them up again. And, okay, yeah, this is a good card for you, because right away the cards are saying, I hear you. Okay, the card is the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords represents a stalemate. Nothing is happening in your life right now. It's not going one way. It's not going the other way. The next card is the Wheel of Fortune, which says that is going to change. Now, I know you want to hear that, right?
Yeah.
And after that is the Four of Cups. That tells me that there's a possibility of something really good emotionally coming into your life, but you don't see it yet. So don't bother looking for it, because you'll know it when it shows up, but it's something that's there and you're not aware of it at the moment. The next card again is the Page of Coins. That means you're going to have money. So, you know, these cards are saying, weather the storm. It's going to be okay. Let's take a look at a few more cards. Let me see if I can shuffle it up again a little bit. I'm so clumsy with the cards today with shuffling. That was barely a shuff. Let's try it again. Okay. I don't know why. The cards are paying an awful lot of attention to the callers. They're responding beautifully, but to me, they're just being annoying. I'm seeing here, this is the Nine of Cups. That's a card of great physical enjoyment, sensuous things. That tells me that you're going to enter a period of your life where you're going to be really happy with everything you've got. The Star is the card of hope and optimism, so that tells me that that's coming. So, you know, these are, it doesn't really help all that much, but keep in mind that the cards are saying that this is a very temporary thing. And you will be, you know, you will, you see, the thing about this card, the Nine of Cups, is the person in that card is doing so well that there's a warning that a lot of people are going to be envious of you. So, you see. Yeah,
I experienced that my whole life.
You felt that? I
experienced that my whole life.
Well, you know, that's their problem, right? That's not your problem, is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I mean, this is an interesting card. This is a dangerous card in the movies, but in reality, in the tarot, this is one of the best cards you can get. It's the Death card, which also has a sunrise on it, which means the end of one period of your life and another period is going to begin. And what I see is that it's going to be good. It's going to be a very good period. And, you know, it's here. The Eight of Rods is here. That tells me that this is going to happen soon. So you're right on the cusp of getting the things that you want out of life. So, you know, take care of your health and ride this period out, because you're going to be doing fine, according to these cards. You're going to be doing just fine. Like I said, so good that people are going to really be envious of you. Not jealous, envious, which is a whole different ballgame there. Let me leave you with these three cards. You're going to be very happy with these three cards. This is Temperance, this card. That means that your life right now is decidedly out of balance. That is the return of the balance in your life. The Ten of Cups, cups are emotional well-being. This is about great happiness. This is the happiest card probably in the deck. And then the Ace of Coins, which says that money is coming your way. How can you beat that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So you're headed, the Death card tells me that there's a new period of your life that's about to begin. And what I just described is that period. Balance restored, money coming in, and great happiness. You know, I've known people who had a lot of money and were not happy at all. You know, I this is one of the great mysteries of life to me, is that I've known quite a number of people who killed themselves. And with the exception of one, they were very successful people. So who knows what people go through internally. You know, the one person who hadn't gotten the success that he wanted, he killed himself with a joke. He sat down in his automobile. He ran a pipe from the exhaust into the car's by the driver's seat, and he turned the ignition on, and he sat down and started reading Gone with the Wind. And you know, he died while reading Gone with the Wind. He wanted to make a statement of some sort. Now, a man with that kind of ingenuity, you'd think he could have done something to ameliorate his suffering, but he chose to make a joke out of it. The other people I know who committed suicide were some of the most successful people you can imagine. By monetary and career standards. So I don't understand it. But you're going to be quite happy. And here's another one here. You asked about work. This is I'll leave you with this card because I introduced a depressing note here because your cards are so positive. That was not the best thing for me to do at that point. Here's the Eight of Coins. The Eight of Coins signifies a new career. You're going to have a new job, and you are going to apply yourself so diligently at the new job that you're going to be noticed, and it will lead to other things. That's an excellent thing. And there you go. And that leads to the Ten of Coins, more money. So the cards are saying that the money is going to be no problem. And there's a new career coming. And all this is on its way because of that Eight of Rods. You're very close to it happening now. Okay?
Okay. Sorry for asking. Is this like something that's going to be happening soon? Or
oh, yeah, very soon.
You have to be like patient.
No, it's very soon. That's what the Eight of Rods is about. It shows, take a look at it online. It shows some rods coming in for a landing, like somebody threw them in the air and now they're going to land. That means it's almost here. You know, this is what, if you go to the archive and you play the video of this show or go to my website when it's up, you take a look at this card because it shows the rods about to land, and the rods are career, and this is going to be very good for you. Now, if you start to lose the feeling of these cards, just go to AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck TV. And take a look at or listen to this reading again, because it's extraordinarily powerful and positive. You're going to get what you want. You know, you really are. I mean, I'm seeing it here. No, you know, the period of waiting there's the card again. It's going to be starting very soon. And you'll know that you've got there when you get that new job. And you just keep in mind that you'll apply yourself diligently to that new job and you will be recognized and rewarded for it. So keep that in mind, okay?
Okay, so like, do you know any, like, the type of job, like what type of job is it?
No, but it's going to be one that suits you, I can tell you that. Whatever it is you'd like to do is going to be in there. This is, the readings that I do here are too short to get into any depth. But I probably, even if we wanted to do a deeper reading, I probably wouldn't go into details on that because there's no point in focusing on something that may not happen to the extent that you would miss something else that is happening that's just as good. So you see, just be open to the possibilities because it's all coming your way. You're getting what you want. You just take care of your health and build up your strength and stay as positive as you can, okay? That's the key.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. And look at that. We've come to the halfway mark in Reverend Elliot's magical window. And I never, ever, ever take the cards for granted. Gosh, these cards are just hot tonight because they're right on the money, literally, in a couple of cases here. But they are simply brilliant at answering the question. This is not me interpreting the reading based on what the people want to hear. This is what I'm seeing in the cards. They're your cards. So I'm really just, in a sense, the medium of communication. So check it out, you know, and the people have a tendency to be, like one of the things I hear a lot when I read for people is, I'm going to tell all my friends about this. You're going to be swamped with business. And they never do. They never tell anybody. That's just the way it goes. That's the reality. The feeling fades. Well, Ask One Radio has a cure for that. It's called the archive. And you can listen to your reading again and see because, like I told you, the mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. Your mind is going to tell you that this stuff is just not real. But look how many times tonight, just tonight, let alone the 426 previous shows that I have at the archive, how many times exactly what the person has asked about is what the cards show. I can't explain that, and I have no need to. Somebody listened to the show once and said, well, you did a lot of things there that I can't explain. Said, who cares? Who are you? Nothing in life makes sense unless you can explain it. You know, tell me how electricity works. Nobody can do that. So there you go. D in Melbourne, Australia is on next. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hello, how are you going?
Going well. I hesitate to ask how are you doing tonight because it's actually tomorrow where you are. So
it is. Yes, so, it's Thursday here.
happy Thursday. We're still running out the clock on Wednesday. What can I look at for you, Dee?
I'm not sure. Maybe just something in general. I've had lots of changes last month or so.
Okay. Now I'm supposed to say yes. I know. You know, because I see all that. But I don't. I only know because you told me. Yeah.
That's right.
These little tricks that some people pull. Yes, I'm aware of that.
All right.
No, I didn't know a damn thing at all, you know. I don't even know for sure that you're in the other side of the world, you know, but there you go.
No, I am. I definitely am.
There's a famous little moment in an Ernie Kovacs TV show says that if this were true, people would be falling off the world. And he says, this is a common misconception. People are falling off all the time. So it's kind of funny.
That's right.
I had some friends who once went from New York to Australia in July, and they brought summer clothes, which was a big mistake.
Yep. It's now winter.
Well, this is an interesting time here. I've the first card I have is a very powerful card. I had it earlier. It's the card that most people are scared of because of cheap movies, but there's nothing scary about it. It's the death card. That just means that one phase of your life is ending and another one is commencing. So, yeah. Because there is in the background a sunrise. So a new day is coming. It's not a sign of dying. This is a very difficult time when one phase of life is ending and another is beginning. And, you know, that's what I'm going through. I mean, I was with the same lovely person for 41 years and now she's gone. And I'm dealing with that.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, it's just,
that's so heartbreaking.
So let's get to you here, okay? Because this is good. The next phase in your life is going to be very interesting. The Three of Rods is here. That's about waiting for plans to ripen and bring forth profit, in a sense. It doesn't have to be money. But the image on the card is a man looking out over the ocean at two ships leaving port. And they're laden with goods, and they're going to come back with money. It just takes a bit of time, but it's good. The King of Rods here is another sign that the new period in your life is going to revolve around business, which I'm getting the impression from these cards you're very good at.
Oh, so, I don't know about that.
Well. It's, you know, something, business is easier than a lot of people think. I mean, I've known lawyers who spent like $90,000, and this was in the 80s, to set up their office. And of course, they never made a profit. They never broke even. No, you know, you as a lawyer, this is your office up there. This is what Abraham Lincoln said about his lawyer office. My law office is under my hat. You have the King of Rods here, which is a person who can handle business and make it work. The Three of Cups is here. Now, that's, you have the Three of Rods and the Three of Cups. Threes in tarot are fascinating because they are about completion. They're about getting something done. And the Three of Cups indicates the completion of a matter in plenty. That's the textbook definition of it. It also indicates that what is going to come to you in terms of success will come through people you know. So work those connections, because you're going to do very well here. Right now, I had this earlier for somebody, the Two of Swords. You don't feel like anything is happening, but please believe me, it's happening. It's going to be changing. There's the card of change, the Wheel of Fortune. So and these are all good cards after that here. So you'll be well. You may want to take a little time out for yourself to let this mature. That's what the Four of Swords, people think that's a death card also. It's not. It's about taking some time out and letting things ripen. Because you're at the cusp of a new phase in your life. And I don't know about you, but every time I've entered a new phase in life, it was rewarding, but I had to be dragged kicking and screaming into it. I don't like change. I don't.
A change can be a good positive thing too.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the Emperor. This is a person who can take control. So you've got nothing to be concerned about here. You're just, if things seem weird now, it's because you're right at the cusp of that change. And there's going to be a lot of manifestation of change in your life, but it's going to all be for the better. Not a single negative card there. So keep that in mind, okay?
Yeah.
I hope that helps, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so
much.
My
pleasure. Thank you for calling, and thank you for your kind words to me. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Bye-bye. No worries.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see if we can. We have a little time left. We get to Sarah in Dunellen, Florida. Hi, Sarah. You're on with Reverend Elliot. Let's see. What did Florida drift away again? There's always fear that Florida is going to detach, but I don't know. We're getting her back right now. These are such wonderful readings today. They're just filled with positivity. And let me tell you something. Anybody who thinks I'm projecting, I'm simply just reading these cards because I'm in a really down mood. This is me depressed, but I'll get out of it soon enough. Sarah, you're back.
Yeah, I thought you were you talking to me or someone else?
Yes. No, I was talking to you.
Oh, I thought we were done.
No,
okay.
That the reading, if you heard that reading, that was somebody else. That was a D in Australia.
Oh, okay. Right.
You can't get much farther away from Florida than Australia without leaving the planet, which several people did today.
Right.
So anyway, these readings are interesting, so you never know, right? What can I look at for you? What would you like to see? I have some time left.
Just a general reading, I guess. I don't know.
Let's cut the deck here and see what we get. Well, that's interesting. This is I've got the Lovers is an interesting card. It's not a harbinger of romance. That's movies did that.
Yeah.
Particularly Live and Let Die did that, The It means a choice you're going to come up to. There's a choice you're going to have to make in life.
Yeah.
The lover's card generally foretells a choice between the sacred and the profane in its broadest terms. But you're coming to a crossroads in life, and you're going to be faced with an important choice, which is good to know. The Seven of Coins is here. That is an interesting card about an investment in life paying off, you know, things going well for you. The Ten of Coins is here too, which is about perfected happiness with money. But the Two of Swords is here, and it tells me that it's going to be a while. There's a little bit of delay in the good stuff that's coming. The Chariot is here. That's also a duality card. It's like a two. That's a person who can hold conflicting forces together and make them run in the direction she wants. Here's another money card. Gosh, there's so many money cards today. The Three of Coins tells me, are you looking for new work by any chance?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, well, I'm a painter. I'm an artist. And I was a realtor for 18 years, and it's just the market hasn't been great, and we're in a rural area, so it's costly with gas, especially now. But I was, you know, I'm retired from real estate, and I paint, and I don't really make that much money at it. But
let me put it this way. The Three of Coins is exactly the card you want. It's followed by the Page of Coins, which is a card about money coming in. And I'll tell you why you're going to like that three. That means you're going to get a commission. You're going to get some sort of a job that is not permanent. You know, it's like somebody's going to hire you to commission a painting, let's say. And you will do so well. You will do so well at that word will get around and it'll lead to other jobs. That's what the three is.
Oh, wow.
The three is about a person who has a specific assignment to fulfill. It gets done because the threes are completion. And you'll do it. To say satisfactorily is to shortchange you. You're going to do it so well for these people that they're going to sing your praises. And that will lead to other work. So I think
I do. Yeah, I do commissions from time to time. They're few and far between, but I've never had an unhappy customer, so
that's good.
I never do.
I mean, I've known portrait painters who, you know, they would get like 50,000 a painting, and this was in the 80s, but they were lucky to do one every 3 years, you know. So it's not that secure, you know. That's the interesting
it's not,
thing. Let me tell you what your secret weapon is, okay?
Okay.
You have two secret weapons, actually. One, here's the Ace of Swords. That means you have an evolving and unique and a growing way of seeing the world, that your mind is expanding. And that's where it's at, is the mind. This is why I talked at the beginning of the show about the book on spoon bending. We don't do that just to screw up people's flatware. We do it to show the power of the mind. But here's the card. This is the Fool. The Fool card is the Beloved of God. If there was a negative card in this reading, it would be wiped out by that. This is the person who can step off the cliff and not fall. This is the, now that may sound like Elmer Fudd or the Coyote, but you can see that in the Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade, where he has to take a step in what looks like an abyss, and he keeps going. So that's directly lifted from this card of the Fool. You have divine abilities and divine powers. That's what that card is all about. And that's going to get you through.
What does that mean, divine abilities? And what does that mean?
That means you can take power, spiritual power, and translate it into earthly power.
Really?
Yes, you can. Didn't you ever have a feeling that things somehow keep going right for you from time to time?
Well, I mean, these last few years have been really rough. months, and I just recently feel like I've come out of a deep depression. Well, I have family issues, and I have a really bad temper when I get hurt. I mean, it takes a lot, but when I lose it, I totally run off at the mouth. And
yeah, but the important thing is you know that. You see what I mean? You are aware of it. That means you can do something about it. You don't have to do it now. It just, you know, it takes a while. Let me tell you something. I would rather have an explosive temper than be a doormat. Quite seriously.
Well, I am a doormat for a while, and then I get tired of it. And,
I know how that works.
You know,
Let me tell you, this is a horrible thing, which is that there are a lot of people who don't understand the importance of anger. Anger is the emotion that lets us know that we've been taken advantage of, that we've been treated badly. And yet, from childhood, I once made a whole audience of people I was talking to sit up when in the middle of my presentation, I said, "Don't you talk to me like that." And implied at the end was young lady or young man. You know, I've seen that so many times. I wrote a thing in my blog, which I may repost that. It was the worst thing I think I ever saw in years. And it was around Christmas time here in New York City at Rockefeller Center, where we have this famous tree that's got 10 gazillion lights on it. And people come from all over the world to look at it. And a little boy was there with his mommy. And she said, "Isn't the tree beautiful?" And he said, "I don't like it." And she said, "It's beautiful." He says, "I don't like it." And she smacks him in the back of the head. He says, "Well, it's beautiful." He said, "I don't like it." And she smacked him in the back of the head again and said, "You do like it." Eventually, he said, "I do like it, mommy." You know, so there's somebody who's having his own feelings beaten out of him by the person closest to him. You see?
Yeah.
And that happens. "Don't you raise your voice to me, young lady." You know, that just made everybody sit up straight.
It was my dad and my sister, you know, it was very close, and they were very horrible to me.
Let me tell you, I hear you, because from immediate family members, I learned what lying is. I learned what torture is.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned all that stuff at a very young age. This is so touchy, and it just doesn't leave us. And I am like a maniac when it comes to injustice. And I applied that, I channeled that with my wife into running a newspaper for 20 years. And we got so many crooked politicians bounced out of here, and we uncovered them, and we just wrote stories about what they were doing and let the neighborhood, the community deal with it, you know, and they did right.
Yeah.
But why are you always complaining? Why are you always angry? I'm not always complaining. I'm not always angry, but no anger is terrible. That becomes somebody who'll be taken advantage of. Constant anger is rage, and that'll kill you. That's terrible too.
Yeah.
So there is it's like, I'll post this. It's the golden mean. I just don't want to misquote it, but it relates to unrestrained mercy allows evil to run riot.
Yeah, I can.
You have to have strictness too. And unrestrained anger is monstrous. So, I think we're on the same page there. And we both learned a very hard lesson as children, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I was told, you know, honesty is the best policy. So I pretty much followed that my whole life. But then, you know, when I'm an adult, I find out, you know, my dad lied, my mom did this, my dad did that. Mm. You know, they got a divorce after 27 years. And
I hate to do this to you. I hate to do this to you, but I've only got like a minute left, so I have to go. But you can contact me through my website, and I'll be happy to chat with you off the air, because these are important things, and I don't want to get, the deepest call comes at the end, right? So, you know, see if you can reach out to me. But I've only got 60 seconds to go. And I don't want to get you hip deep in something and then cut you off. Okay, so let's talk at some point in the future. I'm the easiest person in the world to find. Just do a search for Reverend Elliot's Magical Window, okay?
Reverend Elliot's Magical Window?
Yeah, you'll find me and you'll be able to get in touch with me.
Okay.
I've got to run now.
I'll look for that.
Okay, thank you.
You take care.
Bye-bye now. And that's it. Boy, we're hitting that hard wall here now, and I told you, the callers are marvelous in their honesty and openness, and this is why I have to repay that. So until next Wednesday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, remember, time flies. It's up to you to be the navigator. Bye-bye now.